Good evening, I'm Rafferty. Clearing partly cloudy skies tonight, a low near 65. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Former Alvin C. York Institute Director Phil Brannon has resigned from his position. Brannon says the State Department of Education has not given a reason as to why he was asked to step down after 38 years with the school. A department spokesperson says the state cannot comment on the issue. Ventras County expects to see an economic boost during the 2019 Highway 127 corridor yard sale this weekend. Leanne Smith is the executive director of Ventras County's Chamber of Commerce. She said tourists from across the country visit the area every year looking for bargains.
So we could get people off of the interstate system and onto the rural back roads of America, and that's really worked successfully over the years. Of course, that gives a lot more attention to these little areas and little towns along the route. It really has worked to provide some good economic boost to those communities during the event.
The Highway 127 corridor sale kicked off today and runs through Sunday. The event began in Jamestown in 1987 and stretches the entire length of Highway 127 from Addison, Michigan to Gadsden, Alabama. A soft opening took place for the Garrison Park Splash Pad in Crossville today. City Manager Greg Wood said the new play area is part of a $1 million renovation project.
The water feature itself is about a $345,000 endeavor. It doesn't look like that when you look at it from the outside, but if you go into the equipment room and see everything that's associated with it and everything that's underground, it's a pretty complicated undertaking, but I think in the long run, it's going to be well worth it.
Wood said a soft opening for the splash pad fell through last month after the project hit a delay during the inspection process. He said the city will hold an official grand opening in the near future. Monterey police arrested a Jonesboro, Tennessee man following a Wednesday night vehicle pursuit. Perry A. Parker facing charges of evading arrest, reckless driving, and theft of property. He's under $48,000 bond at the Putnam County Jail. Monterey police came in contact with Parker after the Tennessee Highway Patrol issued a BOLO for a stolen vehicle on Interstate 40 East. Officer Blake Bennett attempted a traffic stop at mile marker 300, but Parker allegedly fled at speeds over 120 miles per hour. Parker's vehicle came to a stop after officers deployed spike strips near the 321 mile marker in Cumberland County. He fled on foot until being confronted and held at gunpoint by a nearby property owner. Governor Bill Lee has reappointed three people to the Tennessee Tech Board of Trustees. Radonna Rose, Johnny Stites, and Teresa VanHooser will serve six-year terms after being reappointed last month. Stites and VanHooser have served on the board since its creation in 2016. Rose became a member of the Board of Trustees in 2018 after Millard Oakley retired. The Putnam County Fair honoring six outstanding volunteers today. One of those volunteers, former Fairest of the Fair, Cynthia Strong, who said the annual event means the world to her.
Oh, I think it's so exciting. You know, my first memory of the fair is when my parents were driving us down Interstate 40, and I could look over to the left from Baxter. I was coming from Baxter, and I could see the Ferris wheel way up above the trees, and that's my first memory.
Barbara and Dual White, Ron Chafin and the late Willard Vaughn and Gary Brewington were also recognized today for contributing a total of over 100 years to the fair. The 93rd annual Putnam County Fair officially kicked off today. Former Alvin C. York Institute director Phil Brannon is speaking out about his termination that occurred last month. Brannon said he was surprised when Tennessee state officials gave him two options in what he called a forced resignation.
Needless to say, I was stunned. I had no expectations, no inclination this was going to happen. And then Miss Laura Stewart spoke up and said, well, you can either be terminated or you can resign. Neither one of these will affect your retirement benefit. And I looked at her and I said, well, since I'm not quite ready to quit working yet, I think it looks better on my resume to have a resignation there rather than a termination.
Brannon said the meeting had taken place in Nashville during a state superintendent's meeting on July 16th as he met with Stewart, the Department of Education's Human Resources Director, and Director of Capital, David Donaldson. Brannon said he was surprised when he found out lawmakers and other state officials were told issues existed at York Institute.
Within about 20 minutes, they had called my state senator, they called both my state representatives, and it even contacted the governor's office, and all they said to them was there was problems at York, and I had to go. Now, I'm here to tell you that I have never gotten a reprimand, never got a phone call, never got an email, anything that I had done something wrong.
Brandon said test scores had improved over the last year while the school remained financially stable with no personnel issues, leading to his confusion.
I don't have any idea why the school is in great shape, and I want to say kudos to my faculty and students for bringing those test scores up. If I'm such a bad director, why did that happen?
Department of Education Communication Director Jennifer Johnson released a statement Wednesday saying the state couldn't comment on Brannon's resignation. Brannon declined to comment on whether he would pursue any legal action against the state of Tennessee for his termination. The 59-year-old Brannon has been involved with Alvin C. York Institute in Jamestown for 38 years prior to his resignation. He had served as the school's director since July of 2005. Brannon said despite his resignation, he will continue pursuing job opportunities in the education field.